This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network with another look at technology in Central Virginia. I'm Sean Tubbs. The U.S. Department of Labor estimates the nation will need 1 million new nurses by 2012 to help replace those lost to retirement and fatigue. Nursing schools across the country are looking for ways to increase the number of graduates, but are also struggling to fill faculty positions. So increasingly, they're turning to advanced simulation models to help bridge the gap. Many people who have taken a CPR course may remember using a mannequin to help simulate mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Today's version of the doll might give feedback on how simulated rescuers are doing. That's Nursing Anne, one of many devices on display at the first-ever statewide nursing simulation conference going on this week at the University of Virginia. Representatives from Virginia's nursing schools are gathering this week to learn how to train their students with the devices.
You feel that pulse?
Yes.
And increase the strength of it to make it easier?
That feels like a 3+.
There we go.
Nursing Anne is manufactured by Lairdell Medical Corporation. Company representative Russell Smith is showing nursing instructors how this life-size mannequin can provide realistic feedback to students training to become nurses.
I've got sinus highlighted here. I'm going to click OK, and it takes me to a menu that allows me to select which rhythm I want. I'm going to go ahead and put her in
AFib.
Feel the pulse now?
But Anne is no dummy. She and other training devices made by Lairdell are equipped with technology that responds to stimuli, allowing trainers to replicate situations students will face in the real world. Lairdell's Eric Schmidt describes SimMan, a mannequin hooked up to computers, with monitors providing readouts of SimMan's virtual vital signs.
This is a patient simulator. What this will do is this is a computer-run product that runs basically on scenario, which is really more or less a story or an algorithm that the mannequin will follow. Now that we're getting into more technology where you can put more pieces into a mannequin and make it physically work better, we can now start getting spontaneous chest rise. You can get blood pressures going. You can get IV arms. There's all kinds of different sounds that come out of it now.
UVA nursing professor Reba Childress organized the conference. She says students who use simulators such as SimMan and Nursing Anne get more practice and become safer nurses and better team members.
I believe that this type of technology is becoming even more important now because of the nursing shortage. We have increased enrollment, but we have limited places to put those students in the clinical setting. So basically what we're doing is providing a more safe yet realistic environment where students can come together and learn clinical skills and learn how to become team members and ultimately provide better outcomes for our patients.
Childress says medical professionals have always simulated their work before trying it on the real thing. Many nurses use oranges to practice using needles for the first time, but fruit doesn't make this sound when you hit the wrong vein. Sandy Vole is the director of the Clinical Stimulation Center at the School of Nursing at Virginia Commonwealth University. She says while the mannequins may be made of plastic, students tend to treat them as if they're the real thing.
Most of the studies show that the students do very well with it. They forget real quickly into the scenario what's going on, and the fact that they can practice and mess up and repeat is just invaluable. You know, I mean, if they do something wrong, you can let the natural consequences happen, so they actually, and then they really learn it so much more. I mean, we teach them how to do stuff, they watch videos, but if they actually do it hands-on, they're going to remember it a lot more.
Bowl says SimMan and other simulators can also be designed to duplicate conditions that may not come up while students shadow nurses in real hospitals.
I'm a midwife, so when I have students on the hospital, I'm trying to, you know, not hoping somebody's going to have a postpartum hemorrhage, but I can like totally turn off the right lung and have a new student tell me, you know, listen to both sides of the lungs and say, oh, both sides are clear, you know, and I can know that the right side is turned off, you know what I mean? And that helps me know that they really don't know what they're listening to. This mannequin, I can hook 8 students up to listen to specific sounds, and I can say, hear that heart sound? That's what that sounds like. And they're all listening to exactly the same thing. So it's incredible.
But the mannequins don't come cheap. SimMan costs just under $30,000, and Nursing Anne is about a third of that cost. Reba Childress says ultimately healthcare organizations will save money because better trained nurses will make fewer mistakes. For the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, I'm Sean Tubbs reporting.
Yes.